Every day our sense doors are flooded with a cascade of sights, sounds, sensations, scents and tastes. Some of these are lovely and delightful and gladden our hearts. Many are difficult and challenging, yet woven into the fabric of our lives. This is a world we're asked to be present in, with appreciation, empathy, and compassion. We begin with consciously cultivating sensitivity and mindfulness. As you go out into your day, take with you the intention to see and listen wholeheartedly. Notice the lovely, the touch of the sun on your skin, the light on the leaves of the trees, the sounds of the birds. Notice what is well in your body, what is easeful. Sense the touch of your feet on the ground as you walk. Explore what it is to truly see the people you pass by. Young people laughing together, a dog enjoying its walk, the sounds of children in a playground, a parent attending to their baby. Bring a mindful attention to all that gladdens your mind, all that gladdens your heart, allowing the heart to tremble in the face of happiness and well-being. Sense what it is to pause, to be still, and to appreciate. Explore what easefulness feels like in the body, in the mind. You might begin to explore what it is to bring that same sensitivity and empathy to the difficult sights and sounds, events we encounter in our day. We hear the siren of an ambulance in the background. We hear people arguing aggressively with one another. We see a child weeping in distress, an elderly person struggling with their heavy bags. We might pass a homeless person on the street asking for money, a baby crying in distress. Sense what happens in your mind and body in those encounters. You might feel the body begin to contract. You might find that your eyes turn away. There may be thoughts of judgment or blame. Explore what is happening with mindfulness and with compassion. Sense whether it is possible to bring tenderness to those moments of resistance, of fear, of blame. Offer to yourself the simple gestures of compassion. May I find stillness in the midst of pain. May I find peace in the midst of all of this. Let your attention rest in those intentions to embrace the difficult compassionately. In the moments we are prone to flee, to abandon the moment, we can come back to the body. We can come back to feeling our feet touch the ground. Again, sense what it is to pause and to see and to listen wholeheartedly to the distress or pain of the person you are encountering. Know them to be a person like you, who longs to be happy and safe, to be free from pain and distress. Sense the very human story and the very human pain of confusion, of injury and hurt. Offer as much as you're able, your heartfelt wishes for the well-being of another. May you find peace in the midst of sorrow. May you find ease in your heart. May you find peace in the midst of sorrow. May you find ease in your heart. Again, just allowing your attention to rest in those intentions, knowing you may not be able to offer a solution for all the distress you meet, but you can learn not to turn away, to be touched without being overwhelmed, and to respond when it is possible to respond. If you find the meeting with distress or pain to be too difficult, if you find yourself moving into stories or judgments, again turn your attention to what is well in this moment, what gladdens your heart, in the world around you, in your own body and mind. Begin to sense how it is possible to resource yourself inwardly through appreciation, so that sorrow and struggle can be met without fear. Compassion moves us from the language of I and you to the language of we. The human story of struggle and difficulty we are asked to meet. In moments of distress that we encounter in our day, explore what it is to pause, to see, to listen inwardly, to listen outwardly, and to commit to a compassionate response. May we find peace in the midst of struggle. May we find ease in the midst of pain. May we find peace in the midst of struggle. May we find ease in the midst of pain.